finishing up Hilchos Chol Hamoed, Siman Tov Kuf Mem Chesef Yotes, says the Mechaber, Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. If you found out about a relative who had passed away within 30 days of the passing, and you found out on Shabbos, Shabbos Olali Yomecha, that counts as one day. Ulamacha Korea, the next day, you tear Kriya. V'havale Yom Shishi, Shvi La'Velas. And then the sixth day is then, the seventh day, Friday, is then the seventh day of Avelus. Sif Chaf, Imasar Yom Imachar Chag, Shamash Mesel Mes B'Erev Chag. If 10 days after Yontif you find out that you lost a relative on Erev Yontif, Av Bishim Nimna Sha'achas of Ne'achag Shiva, even though if you would have sat Shiva for a moment before Yontif, that would have counted as 7. Bishiva Simeachag, Yom Shmini Atzeres, Esrim V'Echad. And then you would add up more, 7 more days of Yontif, and Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days, that would get you up to 21. Vasar Yom Achayrim, and those extra 10 days after Yontif would get to Shulshim V'Echad. Ein Lazed Din Shmuel Rechok, El Din Shmuel Krova. The fact that that now would have a status of 30 days in terms of Shloshim doesn't make this now into a Shmua Rechoka, where it's like it's 30 days after the person had passed away that you now found out. Rather, it counts as a Shmuel Krova, Shein Regel Ola Misha Lo Nag Avelos Kodem Lo Klal, because the Regel doesn't count towards Avelos if Avelos hasn't been Noheg at all. But Kosh Kein Lo Misha Lo Yodea Shemes Ol Meis, and for sure, if someone didn't even know that they lost a relative, so then the Yontif, etc., isn't going to have that status of counting towards 7 days, etc. Rather, the 30 days for Shmuel Rechoka versus Shmuel Krova is 30 actual days. That completes Hilchos Chol Hamoed. We now begin Hilchos Tisha B'Av Ushar Taniyos and Tavkuf Mem Tes. Sif Alef Chayavim Lehizanos B'Tisha B'Av Yidzayim B'Tamos Gimel B'Tishrei B'Sar B'Teves Mipnei Dvarim Ha'ra'im She'eru Bahem. So on these 4 fast days of Tisha B'Av, Shavasar B'Tamos, Gimel Tishrei Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves, we fast because of events which happened on those days. This is based on a pasuk in Navi and Zechariah, which says, Tzom Arvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaSiri, and refers to the fourth month is Shavasar B'Tamas. The fifth month refers to Tisha B'Av. The seventh month refers to Tzom Gedalia, and the tenth month refers to Asar B'Teves. And the purpose for these fasts isn't just to commemorate what happened, but rather it's in order to cause us to do tshuva. Whenever you remember something horrible which occurred, it should cause you to do tshuva, to think about that which you have done. And therefore, it's not just about fasting. Fasting is not the ikar. The ikar is realizing and thinking about the sins in order to do tshuva. However, you can't just do tshuva and not fast, because these days have been set by the Nevi'im as days of fasting. What happened on these days? Shavasar B'Tamas, 5 bad things happened. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. The Tamid was no longer brought in by Bais Rishon. The city was, the walls of the city were, of Yerushalayim were broken through. Apostamos HaRasha burnt the Torah, and they put up a tzelem in the Heichal, an idol in the Heichal. And Tisha B'Av was the day of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash by Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. This was also the day which was decided that we would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. The people of the Midbar would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. It's also the day where Beitar was destroyed, and many Jews were killed on that day. And it was considered to be as horrible as the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's also the day that Turnus Rufus HaRasha wiped out the Heichal, was Choresh over it entirely, and it's a day which has been established as a horrible day for generations. Tzom Gedalia is a day, Gimel Tishrei is a day that Gedalia ben Achikam, who was established as the leader of the Jewish people, he was killed by a fellow Jew, and we mourn over that. And Asar B'Tavis is a day that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim and stopped allowing food and drink in or out, etc. So all those days are horrible, days which we commemorate, and the ikar is to do tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you accidentally ate on one of those days? You should still continue to fast even after you ate accidentally, because would we say that if you eat poison that you should eat more poison? Of course not. So rather, even though you ate, you should continue to fast if possible. What about someone who ate accidentally, and should they say Anenu? So, we'll see later on. The Mishnah Berurah says that he can say Anenu, because the Chachamim establishes as a day to fast on, and therefore you're able to say Anenu. If someone is not able to fast at all, they're not fasting at all, so then they shouldn't say Anenu. But someone who ate accidentally, they can still say Anenu.